it to the other ones. For Tanya, we learn Zeh Klal. Kol Shech Lukim B'Chatoyis, Lukim B'Yashomis. Anytime you have Chiyuv to bring a separate Chatis, you have to bring a second Oshem. So Pshat is when you have the Chiyuv to bring Kabonis, Avad the Kabonis, you can't free yourself. You have a Chiyuv to bring all five, even though it's a Sopik Hashomis. You can't free yourself of bringing one. So you can't tell me now that one holds a Zayim to Chatis. The Zayim to Korbin, that even after you bring one, even if you say the one you bring is the last one, that will not free you from the rest. You still have to bring all four before Yavi Kapara. So Mora says true. Alright, turn over between one on the other side. Hello, the Gemara says, the Kulim, everybody agrees, let Tfilas Madnun, Zayma to a Tfila, that's all. That you have five Chiyuvim to go to the Mikvah. So if you go to the Mikvah once, it's Matar you. So really, according to everybody, as long as you bring one Korban, that should be enough. So what's the Pshat? Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says you have to say bring it for the last one. Are we afraid that maybe you'd be Pashaya, like you'll forget to bring the rest of the Kabonis? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri saw the Chashin Lepshia. If he doesn't bring it for the last one, so we're afraid if he brings one, he'll figure that's it, I'm finished, I don't have to bring any more, and he won't go to bring any more. So therefore, with Chashin Lepshia, we tell him that I'm going to say you bring clearly this one for the last one. And for Rabbi Kiva Sava, no, we're not afraid to say or forget to bring the rest of the chayvis. Therefore, one you bring now to mat yuti kabonis, to make you tola gamri. And avadi, you'll know, you remember, you have chiv to bring another four, so we're not afraid that you'll be peshe, you'll forget to bring the other four. We don't have to make takonis yet, you'll have to say, badaf, you're bringing this one for the last one. If any one you bring in it for, it's enough. So that's the machlekes. If Yechon Nuri says, you have to say the one you bring in now is for the last chet you did, because otherwise he yells, v'chashin elipshia. Hajnu lecha shloishim v'sheish. The another new parak, the Mishnah says, Arbo mechusrei kaporim. There are four people that before they bring the korban, they're considered mechusrei kaporim. Meaning to say they can't eat from kachim yet. V'yabo mevi'in alazot in kishaybi. There are four types of averis that even though you do the averis b'mezid, still you have to bring the korban as if we're done b'shagig. Now, v'yayimu hei mechusrei kaporim. These are the four of the, that are considered mechusrei kapara, that before they bring the korban the kinni from kachim, hazav, a person that saw zav three times, fi hazav, a nisha that saw zav three times, fi yaled, this nisha that gave birth, fi yamitzer, fi yatumas mitzer, then they become tall, so even though they become tall, but before you bring the korban, you still consider mechusrei kapara, you cannot eat kachim. Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Aymer, ger mechusrei kapara. A ger means a guy that becomes a Jew, even after he makes his milah and tefillah, still he's called mechusrei kapara, he has to bring a korban. Ach yisrek olav adam, until they make as weak as adam on him. Before that, he's also considered a mechusrei kapara. So according to Blazer ben Yaakov, a ger cannot eat from kachim, until first he has as weak as adam, he has a korban brought. Hu adin v'nozir liyenoi v'tegalachtoi v'tumosai. Or Nazir, even after he takes his haircut, but before he brings his kabbonis, his golden mechusrei kaporim, that he's not allowed to drink wine yet, he can't take a haircut yet, he doesn't have a heta to touch the mason yet. The kids of the Yisrael of the Nazir did not go off until he brings his carbon. That's why he's also considered the mechusrei kaporim before he brings the carbon. Now the Gemara says, Maish nozav v'zeva, the man of Lubitrain. How come the Mishnah counts like Zav and Zeva for two separate cases? That there are four mechusrei kapara, how come we have separate Zav and Zeva? Now, the Chur, the Kashri, they're both the same type of a tumor, so what do you have to count as two? It should be like one. Someone says, no, Mishin de Chalukit Tumosim, because the demon, the Tumosim are different. They become totally differently. The Zav Lemetana Biyonis, by a man, if there's the Zeva, comes out the yonis by an accident, so he doesn't become tamei. And we also have a lock with the seven ways you bade him as a zav. If he ate too much, if he jumped too much, if he was sick, so that only caused the zav to come out. He's not tamei. He's only tamei that comes out normally. By shenken vizova by a lady. It's not that way. By nisha she's tamei, even though the dam cannot be yonis. Another chiluk is that for Zava le metana b'riyos kibiyamim, that by Zava she did not become tamei If she sees three times in one day, it's not enough just to see three riyas. It has to be in three separate days. Ma'ashen came by a man, by a zav, even though he sees all three issues in one day, still he becomes a zav. So that's the chiluk, that's what the Mishnah called the two separate cases, because they have two separate halachas. The Tanya is learned like this. Mibsoroi for loy machmas oinsoi. That by a zav, he's only tummy if the zav comes out from his boso, and not because of an oinus, not because he was sick, or because he ate too much, or drank too much. The riyas to the yamim, what's the chiluk between riyas and days? The Tanya is learned like this. Tola kosa vers hazocha briyas. The Torah says that a Zohar Zav becomes Tomei is totally in Rias. How many times he sees, as long as he sees three times, even the same day, he'll have a Tumas Zav on him. He has a Mekeva be Yamim. Mashenka by Mekeva, her Tumas is totally in Yamim. That means you have to see three straight days, not enough to see three times at one time. It has to be three separate days. Now, the Zohar Mitama be Yonis. A Zohar is Tomei even though the Dam comes out the Yonis. But if she sees three times Dam the same day, during those 11 days between Nidra and Nidra, she does not become a Zava. By a Zava, it's only if she sees three separate days, one after another. Now, Mitzera, Mitzeras, for the most the question is so, Mitzera, Mitzeras, Nami, Chalukah, Tumasim. But what do you answer me? Why does the Mishnah say Zav and Zava two separate cases? Because they have different Hilchas Tumah. If so, how come Mitzvah is only called one case? Why isn't it the separate between the man and the lady, a Mitzvah and a Mitzvah? Because they have different halachas also. Chalukim b'tumasin. Why the Mitzvah, the Gemara says, toyim priya prima. A Mitzvah, the halacha is he has to rip his clothing, and he has to let his hair grow, that's toyim priya prima. They say the Pasuk says, the God of your primim, he has to like rip his clothing, the Rosh your priya, he has to like let his hair grow, that's the halacha of the Mitzvah. And the Yosef B'Tashmas Hamita, while he has a Tumas Mitzvah on him, he's also to live with his wife. Now, a Mitzvah, a lady that becomes a Mitzvah, ain't a Tumah Priya Prima, even though she's Tumah, she did not have to rip her clothing and let her hair grow. The Tanya learned like this, ain't a Yelah Ish, we only know that an Ish has this Tumas Mitzvah. Isha, I mean, I have no Isha, I can have Tumas Mitzvah. Kishwemer says, Vatzaruah, Harei Kanshtar means two of them, that both of them have Tumas Mitzvahs. In case of so, Matam Lem Ish, why is the Bosh say Ish, Mashmoni, a man has a Tumah and not a Misha? Is Nitkol HaKosim Inyin Shemal Linyin Shematam? It takes away the Pasha that says before and puts it in the Pasha that says in the bottom. Lem Mita teaches like this, that Ish is in the Pasha Pereya Perim, and Ish has to rip his clothing and let us hear grow. But the Ainu Isha Parasum Faramas. But an Isha does not have to let her hair grow, or does not have to rip the clothing. Or Materas Patashma Shamita, she herself, even though she's a Mitzaras, she's Mutta to live with her husband. Shemem Raposik says, Vayeshiv Mechutz Liyoloi, Shivas Yamin, Faloi Mechutz Liyolo, it's only him, he has to be outside his tent for 7 days, he can't be home. If a man is a Mitzara, but it doesn't say, Chutz Liyoloi, if she's a Tumah, she's Mitzras, doesn't say she has to come out of a tent. So her husband is meant to live with her if she's the Mitzras. So the question is, look out therefore in the Nineveh betrayin, how come Mishnah doesn't say two separate cases, Mitzvah, Mitzras? So Mora says, Zav is Zavah, Iker Tumas and Chalukim. Why is Zav is Zavah? The Iker way, the way they become Tumah is different. Like we just said, a Zav is Bereas and a Zavah is the Yamin or Bo'inis or not the Yamin. So the chiluk, how they become tummy. Therefore the Mishnah calls it two separate cases. Mashenke mitzvah mitzvahs, ain't ikut tumas and chiluk. Hai v'hai kigrisu. They both become tummy the same way. As long as they have a nega, they have a mitzvahs on the body, the size of a gris, a white spot on the body that makes them tummy. So the kids, they both become tummy the same way. That during the tumma they have different halachas. That's not enough to make it for two separate cases. Then the Mishnah says that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Eimer, that Ger is called a Mechusa Kippurim. A Ger that becomes a Jew, even though he made a Tefillah and a Milah, still he has to have a Korban. So the Moriah says, Tanakama, my time will attend Ger. How come Tanakama doesn't also include Ger, the Mishnah, to be a Mechusa Kippurim? I, Ger, has to have a Korban. Simor says, Ki ketani madoim de mishru lemecha b'kodeshim. When did Mishnah say this cheshbonus of a mechus to Kippurim, that's only if the Kippurim is necessary to let him eat kachim. So these four cases in the Mishnah, they can't eat kachim until they bring a korban. But Tanakam also, but by Ger, ki kormaisi korban liyachshuvei nashim lemeir b'kal. That the Ger has to bring a korban is not to let him eat kachim, it's time to bring him into Klal Yisrael. So that's not part of the cheshbon of the mechus to Kippurim of the Mishnah. For the Gemara itself, the Nozir, my time in Latoni, how can the Mishnah doesn't say a Nazir then? A Nazir should also be called a Mechusa Kapora. That before he brings his Korban, he can't start his Nazir became Tamei, so before he brings his Korban, he can't start counting his Nazir as the Taira. So why does the Mishnah include this to say it's called a Mechusa Kippurim? So my answer is again the same test, like so say, if Nazir Nami, Kimais the Korban, the Shtruya, the Mishnah Yayin, to Chulubu. And not after by Nazir Tomei, a regular Nazir. That's what he has to bring his Kabbalah, is only to Martin to take off his Isurim to be able to drink wine. But that's called Chulim, that's not called Achilles Kachim. So the Mishnah, the four Kapores mean, Abba Mechusa Kapor means that without the Korban, they can't eat from Kachim. But Shankin and Nazir, even without his Korban, he could eat from Kachim. It's only that he can't drink wine, therefore the Mishnah doesn't include it. The Mishnah does not include it. We have Lezik Moser, Diktoni Nazir, Le Mishri Nashay, the Chul according to Rabbi Lez, that he says yes, the Mishnah includes it, because the Nazir's Korban is be matri himself or koponim to be able to drink wine, to take hekot, his son Nisni Nami Nazir Tomei. So according to Rabbi Lez, why doesn't the Mishnah also say the case of the Nazir Tomei? When the Nazir becomes Tomei, he has to wait 7 days till he becomes Tomei, and then he has to bring the Korban. So why do we say the Korban is also like matri to start his alochis? So Moses says no, ki kamaisi korban lemechal alei nezirus patayruhu. After the Nazir became Tomei, he has to wait 7 days to become Torah, and then brings kabonis. Those kabonis are not really matrim, many mudinim. Those kabonis is only to let him able to start counting in nezirus patayruhu. So that even according to the Lezer, we do not include in the mechusa kapara. Tony Abel, read like this. Ger mu'ukov lecho v'kotchim ad sheyovi kinoi. The Chulub is like the Blazer, that a girl is not let eat from Kachim until he brings his Korban. Before he brings his Korban, he's also a teat or Kachim. Rashi said this price is going to Chulub like the Blazer ben Yaakov in the Mishnah, that said that a girl is called the Mechusa Kapara, because he can't eat from Kachim before he brings his Korban. And Rashi says this price, even the Rabbanim also wrote like that Svara, that a girl cannot eat from Kachim before he brings his Korban. Just the reason why the Mishnah doesn't include it according to Tana Kama is because Tam they're not called Mechusa Kapora. It's not that they need a Kapora. They didn't do a Chet to be turned a Kapora. It's just Tam they don't have the Taira to cut them until they bring the Korban. So Kina means the two birds. The heavy prey dachas, let's say they bring one bird from Shachos in the morning. So Eichel the Kachim Lerif. Then he used Lari Kachim at night time, even before he brought the other one. Rashi says, "Heavy prayer backers means grazing lechot shachris is erechot the kachim leruv." Or bevat sheyovi yashniya, providing there be a second, because the minute come on, lovi prayer backers yes, just one alone is not enough. But providing there be a second one, then he could eat from kachim. Now, kol lakinis shabbatar. Every time somebody has a chiyuv to bring these two birds, the kan, usually it's echot chatas v'echot eila. Like by yoledes, one bird is for chatas and one is for eila. But Khan, when a ger has to bring a korban, shtei emolus. Both of them are oilus. The Rashi says, "Can Amin come on the Gemara?" Midor midbar, went off the door midbar that the korban the ger had to bring was oilus. Heavy chayvosim in the behemah. Let's say the ger brings his korban from the behemah. Rashi says, "Oila achas yotza is yotza with one korban only is yotza. Yotza oilu shlomim yotza. Let's say he brings oilu and shlomim. So Rashi says, "Lev davka." Which on the boy remained on Mincha Shlom Le Yotza. Kitzah means even though he brought an Oilin Shlom in his Yotza. What about Mincha Shlom Le Yotza? Why? Because the Ger has to bring an Oilin. Even though he brings a Shlom, it's not enough. Even though he brought a Mincha with it, it has to be a Korban Oilin. So Kozman, if he brings his Korban Oilin, it's no good. Le Yotza. Le Yamon Le Amu Kan El Hokel. Is that what we say a Ger could bring a Kan for his Korban if Lakunut we make it upon him? A mikvah, then he should bring a behemah, or oila. But if he wants to, he could bring two birds. Maishna mincha shtom de la yotzer. Why do we say if a girl brings a mincha and a shtom, he's not yotzer? He's still kenny from kachin. The same what the Moshe says, kasher tasu, ken yasum, the same way we did to them. We should do it now, and it's the same way. Ma'atim, oilu ushlomim, avgeru ushlomim. So just like the Klal Yisrael, when they became gerim by Sinai, it was Me'ele and Ushlomim was brought in, so then every gerim also has to bring in Me'ele and Ushlomim. Rashi says, Ma'atim, oilu ushlomim, dechsiv, that Yishtach is now b'nei Yisrael, but going instead of the Bo'an, oilu ushlomim. For the Gemara and King, so, chayvos v'yachas min abayim ala tiski yalei, b'gavei. So if you tell me it has to be the same way they did then by Moshe, so then by Moshe they brought a Korban Eloh and a Korban Shlomim. So how did we say before that that's enough for being a Korban Eloh? The Rosh Hashanah, he should have to have both. He should have to have a Eloh and a Shlomim. So my Prabhupada says, Yesh Lomim, it could answer like this, that life is Rabbi Lo'ilas Beim Lekoshchein. If we have a Rebo that a Ger could bring just an Oilas, to bring two birds for a korban, if that's enough, so pshit the korban oil is enough also. That these two birds he brings are two oilas. So if he could bring the yotzah with two birds, pshit he could be yotzah with one korban oil. Korban oil is better. For like tomorrow, yachiv safilu mincha nami. Why don't I say that a mincha is also good enough? Because a mincha should also be better than birds. So Moshe says no meat to korban. There's a meat. Cain, it says Cain, the same way it was done there, it has to be done here. For yoyfret gemara hechis rabbi. So where do we have a ribui that a ger could bring oifus? He'll also be matim tidkotch. Where do we have the ribui on oifus? So we're saying the Tanna Rabban went like this. The Pasuk says, kasher tasu ken yasu. That matim oilishlam, just like by them, by Moshe Rabbeinu, when Klaiso was mezgayed them by Sinai, they brought an oilishlamim. Is afu what in every goy has to bring an oilishlamim. Shneemet says, kocham keger. So now, minan, how do we know the rabbi says, it's enough to bring just oifus also? Tam Lehman, the Pasuk says, Yisherech Nichoyech Lashem. Is Eitz a double? Which thing is it? Shekudu Lashem, the whole thing is Lashem. Have Yom Olis Leif, that's an Olis Leif, that the whole thing is burnt to Hashem. Because by an Olis Behemo, the whole thing is not burnt, the skin is not burnt. Here it says, Yisherech Nichoyech Lashem, Mashba, the whole thing is burnt. So that's a ribui that they could bring Eifreis for an Olis, it's also good. So we're going to have test now. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Shani Mar Baf Mincha. Maybe you were doing then a ger could also bring a mincha for his korban. Talmudim says no Cain. The same way it was done then by Moshe, it has to be done now. So that's the limud to say a mincha is no good, but a korban oil is good. Since there's a rebu to say oifis are good for an oil, who were doing a korban oil should also be good. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape. You were holding Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Gemara Masechta Krisis. Again, the Gemara says, we're holding in the middle of Shaliyah by a Ger, with the Mishbah going out this bright soul, he's a Mechusa Kapara, that before the Ger, even though he made already a Mila and a Tefillah, still before he brings his Korban, he can't eat from Kachim. What type of a Korban does he have to bring? So learning out the same way he was in the Midbar, by Klaias and by Moshe, they brought an Oil and a Shlamin, who was in a Ger also has to bring an Oil and a Shlamin. Either Bryce says it's enough for him to bring a Korban Oil alone, so Teretzitzkos is a ribui that he could bring oifos. That was the last drasha we had, that the Pasuk says, Yisherech Nechorech Lashem, is Ezeh Dov, Shkul Lashem, Ev Yoyim Oile Saif. So once there's a ribui that he could bring an Oile Saif to be Yotza with, so what damn shit he could be Yotza with a Korban Oile also. So now the Gemara says,